pay close heed to my every word.
Podcast episode 365. I'm Matt Durson.
And I'm your host, John the Cuke.
I'm Josh Lingle.
I'm confidently Clay Inferno.
Oh, all right. That's like Smiling Stan.
Well, confidently Clay. Josh was not very confident about who he is.
Am I Josh? I don't.
Josh Lingle?
Jalapeno Josh.
Jalapeno Jones.
Jalapeno Hosh. Hosh. I'm sorry. I was just in the smelliest Uber, actually. I wanted to tell that story.
Because I'm late. Like, sometimes smelly Uber could be like, the smelly Uber is like too much Axe body spray. I don't like
No. It was bad. It was odorous. It was body odor. Smell. Yeah. And now I feel like I smell. You know what I mean? Like when you're in a smelly car.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I feel like it's attached itself to me.
But I guarantee you that this kid is not listening to the show, but my intern came in the other day and boy howdy. I was like, wow. Should I say something? And then I was like, no, he's in a rock and roll band. He's in the music business. I've been around smelly dudes like that. But it was woo, it was ripe.
Well, now I want to know, like, beef. I don't want to leave the guy five stars, right? I mean, like, a smelly car is part of the experience.
It's part of the experience. That's that's the way he sells it.
The Uber driver won't see your review.
So if I just write smelly?
Yeah, right. He won't
three
see
stars.
Seems like smelly is worth less than three stars.
Yeah, smelly
but you
car.
Don't want to,
it wasn't even the car. I think it was him. I think it was the guy.
I think it's okay to like say smelly, but if you rate him too low, he might like sort of get in trouble. I don't know. It's up to you.
Well, look, at good hygiene's important.
Yeah. I mean, part of the experience, like I was saying, part of the Uber experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. I may just not
stink.
Yeah, just I would say not. I say don't review rather than give him like a low.
Right, rate. I'd almost rather just not even give him any stars at all.
Yeah,
and then there we go. Never mind. You can't say anything nice.
Then he might think he's doing well.
Yeah,
but I think a negative or a non-rating is just as bad as not rating it. Or rating it low.
I think that you just said the same thing twice.
I'm with Jalapeno Hosh on this one.
Okay, give him three stars.
Three seems like a lot. I think John's, I don't know. I mean, how low is it before they get in trouble?
If your clothes start smelling from his smell.
I'm not saying, I mean, I feel like I do. I don't know.
I think let's say something.
All right,
like,
let's say you showed up for
five,
work stinking, all right?
Yeah. Let's say he gets 5 2-star reviews. He's like, they're going to be like, you can't drive for Uber anymore.
Well, maybe he just bathe. I mean, you know what I mean? If he gets... Like,
it's not difficult.
Yeah.
Hey, the ratings
are... It's up to you, man.
It's up to you.
I don't know.
Vote your conscience.
I'm going to think about this. We have a lot of different opinions here. We have don't rate him at all, rate him three, rate him less than three. Ah.
I think we don't know. Should just not rate him.
Crazy.
I disagree.
This is just like our opinions on movies.
But
Clay always likes movies.
But also, that's because
I like stinky guys.
I have Uber driver app on my phone, and for some reason, after delivering and doing a good job, they were like, "We have a warning on your account because it says you're not delivering your food all the time." And it's like, so like basically, somebody's not happy with the restaurant or their food or something, and they're taking it out on me because I delivered it to them. For no reason. So that's why I'm a little bit on
all
the
right.
other side.
All right,
I
get you.
I did the same thing for years, and if I did a crappy job as a driver, but
that's true.
He didn't get rated.
But it wasn't as though the customer is with you, Clay. Right?
Yes.
I know they're taking it out on you, so I understand your empathy towards this guy, but presentation is important.
They don't have to ride in your car.
When you're doing your thing, or if you were to drive a cab or something, there's no algorithmic thing that says, you know, it's like now with Uber, it's like it's all based on the algorithm. You can't fight City Hall. You can't fight the algorithm.
You can't fight Al.
Yeah. Algorithm.
Yeah, he's a musician. Go rhythm.
I think you definitely should, whether you rate him or not, I'll leave it that whether you rate him or not, whether you give him 2 stars or not, you should definitely leave a comment that says this driver was smelly.
What you should do, you should leave him a glowing good bad review.
Leave a tip. And say, I couldn't believe how...
People, this guy is for you.
That's disgusting.
Well, you know what else is really annoying? Is like the app was very specific. They said meet at... And they gave an address. They're like, boom, boom, boom. Like they gave the number in the street. And I was right there. And then it was like, okay, your driver's there. And I was like, where the fuck is he? And he was like way down the street.
All right. This guy deserves nothing. Everything about this experience is bad.
And I was like, this motherfucker. Like, I wasn't going far.
Final chip in. Give him 2 stars and say it's smelly.
Okay.
I'm going to say give him 1 star. He wasn't at the right place. He's going to drive off and he stinks.
1 star. 1 star. 1 star means I think that there was a fucking... live chicken in the Uber pool with you.
Well, maybe that's what was stinking in there, was that there was a live chicken, then it died, and he just left it there.
It was funny, because it was a pool, right, and he dropped off a couple other people, and I was the last one in there, and I was like, oh, I was almost ready to be like, this is good, I'm good right here, I gotta get out.
It stinks.
That's because that guy's probably been driving for too long.
Yeah, and not bathing.
In there. And you should have said something like, there's no pee in our ool. Please keep it that way.
All right.
There's no I in Team America.
That's not a thing that I like, those puppets. Team America.
You don't like puppets? Them?
I don't like that at all. I don't like the. I think those things are weird looking, and I never watched that movie, and I hate it.
Wow.
Thunder Buddies or whatever it is. What is Thunder
Buddies?
They're awesome.
What's the original?
This, you're willing to sit into a stinky Uber driver's car, but you won't watch Thunderbirds.
I didn't say I was willing to sit in it. What is the thing? Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds are go.
Nope. Get it out of here.
Thunderbirds are gone.
Delete that. I actually
thought it was a hilarious movie. I love that movie.
Delete it. Delete it off of Netflix.
No, it's funny.
Write a petition. Get it deleted.
Leave a review
for it.
Start
a Kickstarter.
You'll leave a review, and it'll still be like 5 stars. I hate this show. But
I hate it. If you like stupid things that suck, watch the puppet show. Time for
debriefing and cocktails. That was my favorite line. Whatever the line is.
But that's like the South Park guys. I'm sure that movie's funny, but I won't watch it because of those puppets. Fuck those puppets.
Fuck those puppets. Right in the puppet hole.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, there's a scene where that happens.
Oh, God. So, okay, speaking of reviews and ratings, I want to go back to...
the last episode.
Yeah, let's go back. I want to... talk about what we talked about on Clay and I talked on Sunday about this. This is very near and dear to my heart. So these Captain Marvel reviews. I don't know if you guys saw this whole thing with Rotten Tomatoes and this bullshit. And the same thing happened with a lot of movies. It's happened in Last Jedi and whatever, which let's face it, they were right about Last Jedi. Yeah, right. Just kidding. But anyway,
stars smelly.
I don't want to see this movie, but I think it smells. I bet it smells. So anyways, that was basically the take. People just saying they don't want to see it, and they were rating it, don't want to see it. And so now Rotten Tomatoes has changed their whole system because of Captain Marvel. And because of these twats who are writing bad reviews without having seen the movie yet.
But that is kind of a good thing, right? That they Because why are people even trying to review something before they've seen it?
Exactly. Now it's benefit Larson or
not. Brie Larson hates men. That's why.
Eric Larson?
Well, that's...
Yeah, Eric Larson hates men.
But she didn't... All she said was, I want to see a little more diversity in the film critic world.
Yeah.
And that's all she said.
Yeah.
She, well, in fact, said, I like white
dudes. If you read between the lines, you'll know that she means she hates all white dudes.
Do you ever wonder, though, when are like, I need to see more diversity in something, like, is it that, like, maybe those people, maybe women aren't, like, trying to get into the world of reviewing movies?
Maybe not. No, you might be right. There's
controversy right there now.
I saw one interview with Brie Larson where she was talking to a lady, and it was, like, a person of color, too. It was like one of those movie like interview things where they put a pop up tent behind her. It's like Captain Marvel, and it's just two people talking.
Right.
They were talking, and they were just talking about the stupid cat. Like, okay.
Yeah, the cat's gotten a lot of. My stupid cat keeps trying to get on this fucking podcast.
Cats are
speaking of the cat.
Cats are getting too much attention these days, if you ask me.
I mean, I'm sure it's good for a few laughs in the movie, but I mean, like, all right, and enough with the cat.
There was a really funny thing, actually, where they showed it's Goose the cat, right? Marvel went on YouTube live streaming and like just had the cat like in a like a basically like a bedroom with a bunch of toys and stuff. Like, we're like, we're streaming what Goose is up to now, and then you could vote as to like what the they had like a green screen behind the cat, so the cat was just like napping in like a little bed, and then they would like put like space behind it and stuff, and it was like they streamed it for like 5 hours, and then they had somebody like going in there and petting the cat and then playing with the cat with like the toys and stuff, and then but a lot of the times the cat was sleeping. It was really funny.
There we go. Goose the cat. People are upset because in the comic book the cat's name is Chewie. So there are a lot of people.
People aren't upset about.
I don't know. This movie is very controversial. Here's what I think, and I don't know. You know, obviously I've never done this, but you know, I can only imagine. So these celebrities, like Brie Larson or whoever, they sit in a room, and reporter after reporter after reporter come in and ask the same fucking questions, right? I mean, like, and it's like, so what was it like making this movie, or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, and it's the same thing. For hours.
Tell us about the cat.
Probably. Right?
Tell us about the cat.
And she was just like, well, I've been doing a lot of these interviews to a lot of white, you know, middle-aged men. I think it's really just her. And she just kind of thought like, you know, it'd be nice to see a little more diversity. And everybody's like, she hates me. I'm a white man and she hates me.
Are there any you know? Puppets in this movie? Is the cat a puppet? Tell us about the cat.
Tell us, what is it like working with Goose the cat? You know what's called Chewie in the comic? I like what John said, because I posted something on Facebook and John said, but white men don't have any heroes. White men need heroes.
Yeah, it's like, but white men need heroes too or something. Yeah,
yeah, you're like, white men need more heroes.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, that's just, yeah, like, what do you people even care? What does it matter? Maybe, Josh, maybe you're right. Maybe there aren't a lot of women of color or whatever going out for film critic roles or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, she just threw it out there, and now all of a sudden people are going on Rotten Tomatoes and voting down her movie. It was down to 37% before Rotten Tomatoes finally was like, okay, we have to do something. So they changed the whole thing. It's not even a big part. I think it's still there. You can still technically say, I don't want to see this movie, which is really funny to me still, but whatever. But I mean, it's a very small part of the movie's page on Rotten Tomatoes. But
well, somebody I heard was talking to on another podcast. It wasn't a comic book podcast. They were just saying, like, that's, like, risky for them because, you know, and like, this is like my job is like, we always want the traffic. We want the numbers. We want people going to the website. So now there's like, for them to make that decision, like, they know they're going to have less traffic now because people aren't going there to do a hateful thing.
But do you want that? I mean, yeah, like, what kind of...
They want the numbers for their advertisers.
What's the, I mean, come on. I mean, so why, I guess, Mike, I see what you're saying, but why would you go on there anyway just to say, this is what we talked about the other day. Like, if I don't want to see a movie, I just don't see it. Right. Why do I feel the need to tell people, you know?
Right.
Definitely Russian bots.
I'm not telling everybody that I don't want to see Team America Thunder Pants or whatever it is.
Thunder Pants.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't.
I mean, I am. I did. I did just.
Of course, that movie's like 12 years old or something.
Well, maybe my review can change that.
15.
Rotten Tomatoes, one or up, down. This is all the influence I've.
I don't know. It's just funny to me. You know what's funny too? Because Rotten Tomatoes, it took people a while. Now it's become a thing where people are like, oh, the Rotten Tomatoes score. Like, it's like a part of the movies.
I barely even use it for
right
when I'm going to say it. It doesn't figure in at all to me.
No, yeah. It's you know, I think
I go to see what the RedTube ratings are like.
Yeah, now we're talking.
But I mean, I think we know though, like, I mean, like we're sort of smart movie people in a way, you know what I mean? Like we're not, I mean, we know what we want to see and what we don't want to see already.
We're not the average Joe Blow is what you're saying.
Joe Blow. Yeah. That's my, our old boss.
Okay. I see what you did there.
But I don't know. It's just, but some people though, like, yeah, I'm sure obviously some people rely on, you know, on this stuff to figure out what they're going to see this weekend, maybe, or whatever, or apparently what they're not going to see as they go online and go, I don't want to see you because you don't like white men.
I never even knew what the term incel was until recently.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What is incel? Good. I don't even know if I
still now I got to remember.
John, do you want to go?
It's involuntary celibate or something. Yeah. And it's a bunch of guys that can't get laid that hate women. Yeah. And there's a bunch of women that hate guys that can't get, but usually if they try to join one of these groups, the guys that can't get laid drive them off because they
are like responsible for a lot of.
But they're
of
like, they have
terrorists.
A mutual thing. If they both had sex with each other, they wouldn't have.
Yeah, but they feel it. And from what I understand, you know, I didn't dig too deep into this. It happened to come up on one of those, you know, like when you're watching YouTube and you're watching something and then a video that it just plays the next thing in a list. And that was one of them. I was like, oh, I don't know what an incel is. So, and now I do. And I feel bad for fucking humanity for just being so lame.
They're responsible for a lot of homegrown terrorist stuff where they like, people have gone out and like just like mass shootings and stuff like that too. Oh, so man, it's like not a fucking cool thing to like, you know.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't laugh at this.
But, you know, I'm going to say this. Getting laid is easier now than ever before with the internet.
Right.
My favorite line from Red Letter Media is when Rich Evans goes, I'm Rich Evans, and even I've gotten laid. So, I mean.
That's good.
Right. I mean, like, there are apps that literally these people are just out to get laid. It's not even like meet someone.
Yeah. Like, you throw enough money at someone, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can rate them in the app. So, 2 stars, smelly. Yeah.
I just don't understand. I don't have a need to go and really leave a comment about something when I hate something.
There's enough, right? There's
except
enough
for The Last Jedi, in which case I will talk about that to my dying days.
Yeah, episode
one exception.
367 of I Hate the Last Jedi debuts tomorrow.
I mean, yeah, there's enough crap like that. We don't need to start like, I don't know. Yeah, there's something about though. Yeah, like it's easier to get laid, I guess, because of the internet. But it's also easier to just post dumb shit, you know, like angry stuff.
That's what this whole show is.
Well, all right.
Dumb, angry shit.
You're right. And we can do it because of the internet.
Thank you, internet.
Yeah, internet.
But So here's the funny thing. All right, just to close out this Rotten Tomatoes thing really quick. So now, like, for example, if you go to Captain Marvel, because the movie's not released yet, you cannot – tomato meter, not yet available. Audience score, not yet available. User ratings, not available. Want to see? You can – if you want to know how many people want to see it, you can click on it. But – overall, it's not something that is just visible anymore.
Does it have a critic rating yet?
No, not yet, because the movie's not available yet. This is their new policy. They will post that when the movie is released.
When will the critics' ones go up?
The critics have seen it, but they won't post reviews.
Like a week before?
No, I mean, they'll do it next week when you need to know. You don't need to know now unless you're planning that far ahead. I guess you could say that maybe you do because tickets are available. You can buy your tickets
I
now.
I want to know if I need to. If I should stay home and watch Charlie Sheen's The Arrival free on YouTube, free with ads.
Why would you do that?
Because I was scrolling through YouTube and this thing came up that said free to watch by YouTube movies, free with ads. The Arrivals, Master of the Universe, Canadian Bacon, With Great Power. Rockadoodle?
I think if you're going to watch The Arrival, you got to watch it with some friends and laugh at it. And applaud at the end like we did. Oh, well. Anyways,
stinks.
It smells.
Yeah.
Except that last shot with the alien and the weird legs.
Yeah, so good. Such a good movie. Not like that Captain Marvel with that woman as the lead.
Yeah, who hates white men.
Women in movies, am I right?
Right. I'm a white man. I know this stuff.
You're
much whiter than me.
Yeah, and you know what? We don't have any heroes or anything.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's an attack on men.
Yeah. Boy, we have nothing.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
We're white men. We have nothing. Anyways.
It's too bad Louis C.K. sucks because he did that great joke about how great it was to be white. But
yeah, we can't talk about him anymore.
Can't talk about him. Yeah. So, thanks for ruining it for the rest of us,
thanks
Louis.
Thanks for ruining yourself, Louis C.K.
Yeah, he ruined himself. All right. It is too bad. He was funny.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just weird. I mean, like, well, I don't know. I shouldn't get into it. But
yeah, who needs the controversy?
Yeah, who needs? No one's listening. But
yeah. Thank God.
But if
we can talk.
Yeah, we'd run out of town. If people listened.
Yeah. I know. People would be all over us.
Gotta get
on the
those
internet.
Clicks. Maybe we'll get some of those clicks that aren't getting clicked over there at the Rotten Tomatoes that come over
people
here.
Need to
we'll just set up our own thing.
They need to click somewhere. Like
just
click
like
somewhere.
Their fingers just going up and down, up and down, up and down, trying to click on stuff and
oh, here's four white guys. I can relate to them.
Ordinary, that sounds good.
Yeah,
they're. I bet they can't get laid either.
Yeah, they don't get laid, I'm sure.
Oh, man. All right. What else is happening? Anything else in the world that we should be ragging on here?
There's plenty of stuff, but, you know, the world sucks. Let's talk about something good.
All right, something good. I did read one comic.
Likes on my post on Starship.
Oh man, that's pretty good. So wait a minute, that's pretty interesting. So this is your Yamato.
There's those clicks.
Yeah.
There's those
it's not
clicks.
Even a Star Trek model.
I mean, no offense. Your Star Trek models are great, but you're kind of buoyed by the Star Trek fan base there.
Yeah.
You know, I thought. Yeah. But like, look at this. Now you got a complete. I mean, not that there aren't Yamato fans, but I mean,
who knew there was going to be 538. People out there going, nice job. And then on my Instagram page, that's like the most I've gotten on there, and that's like around 90.
How do the waves look so splashy real?
I
thought it was real
water every time I'm taking a picture. I just keep. that's Mod Podge and clear caulking. I said caulking.
But you don't know anything. You don't get laid, so you don't.
Yeah, so it's just me and my cock.
Doing my cocking.
I just picture you there making your models there with your cock in your hand, just trying to make those waves
that's
look just
right. Yep.
So good and wet.
I was very impressed by those.
This is really taking
in a non filthy way. And in a filthy way too.
All right. Well, no, it's, and I love the light in the front there, the wave motion gun. You really, you outdid yourself again.
Thanks. I'm almost done with it, so.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that sort of a, what do we got? Is that like a Captain Avatar type thing, or is that just a Derek Wildstar going, like, which season of Yamato are we talking?
It's, well, it's, you know what, it's got the Black Tigers from the second season in there.
So oh, okay. Those are so, better. Right?
It's a Comet Empire one.
All right, good, good, good.
Can I just say, I'm ashamed to admit this, but whatever the fuck you guys are talking about, I know what that ship is, but I've never seen that show. I don't have any idea what any of that is.
It's the cool. greatest anime ever.
Oh, it's Sorry. An anime.
Yeah. You didn't watch
Star Wars? And a live action movie.
As a kid?
But I'm gonna say
just, I thought it was on. I remember it being on. I was trying to
watch it for episode 300, but no one was down with that.
I did. Oh, I started.
The reboot's real good. Better than the original.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I disagree. I went on Rotten Tomatoes and said I didn't want to see it.
No, I also read your review of Team America on there as well. So,
2 stars, smelly.
Well, we'll have to maybe for 400. My God, we're already on 365 for Christ's sake. I think you mean 350. Wait,
350. Yeah, sorry.
You didn't mean
350.
350.
We have to get together and do an audio comic again. I noticed we have 5 members in our Facebook group for audio comics.
5 members,
and we're 4 of them.
Right. Who's the other one? Is what I was going to say.
Is it Ray?
Probably.
He's got to be Ray. But Ray can't do it. He's taking a new little baby. Congrats, yeah. Ray. For congrats, your Ray. Robin.
Congrats.
Batman's got a Robin now.
I sent him a personalized message rather than doing it through Facebook. And
Or on
I
the said, podcast I, that he won't ever hear.
That he's never going
to hear. Not going to hear. No one listens. They've already turned it off after we were talking about incels and stuff.
Oh, boy.
That was you. I didn't know what those were.
Yeah, because you are one. You just didn't want to admit it, huh?
Hey. Well, all right. So you sent Ray a message.
I sent the thing because about that Batman Jones audio comic we did. I said, you'll make a great dad, other than you didn't name your kid Batgirl O'Hare. And then he wrote back, he's like, we didn't name her Robin. And I was like, oh, I just created the biggest boner of all by not making that connection. And then he called me a wrong way Corrigan. So it was just a back and forth of weird audio comic references.
Audio comic references. Wow.
Well, Ray, God. Jamie, they're... congrats.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, there we go. I forget what I was going to say now. All right.
Something for you. I started learning Japanese 2 months ago.
Oh. So, do you want help with work?
Trying to improve my. Well, you know, I'm doing it for work, kind of, you know. So that when translations
write that
are.
Shit off, dog.
Yeah. I tell you, learning Japanese is fucking hard because there's 3 different types of characters for it.
Yes.
I can't even imagine.
So I've made it through the first 2 sets, and now I'm on kanji, which is like 4,000 characters to learn.
Oh, my God.
But I can read basic hiragana and katakana, but I don't know what any of it means, but I can read it.
Can you say anything? Can you speak any Japanese?
I just said yes to you.
What? Tomai. I didn't even. It was like a. That was.
Tomai, that was you like.
Sumimasen. I just said, excuse me. But or I'm sorry.
You know that from watching all the years of Godzilla movies that you.
Well, it's funny because I was watching the aforementioned Yamato in the background, and it was on the Japanese track. And every now and then, you can make out phrases and things, so they were like "dozo," and that means like after you, and I can read things, I just don't know what they mean yet, so
that's
I like
good.
When
only 2 months
I can understand when they say like they're like saying talking in Japanese and all of a sudden they say Oreo cookie and then they
yeah say it's so funny when there's an English word too.
Just like, in the middle of it.
Yeah. like vegetarian is like a very similar word in Japan, except they can't really say V's, so they say B's, so it's like vegetarian kind of thing. But
vegetarian.
Don't Don't quote me on that, but but yeah, but Jen's been doing it with me, so that's given us both. It's given me more incentive to keep going because there was
you can go to the sushi restaurant that just opened down the street.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome. So 15 years when I finally learn it, I can order something right off the menu.
Actually, order.
Great.
Are you ready to order, sir? They just say it in English, and you're like, hi.
Son of
yeah. Hi.
And it's funny because I bought a t-shirt that says nanny on it, and nanny means what, and it just made me laugh because it was just a shirt that says what in Japanese.
So they sell like stupid American shirts with all these Japanese characters. Yeah,
in My Hero Academia, the main character wears a shirt that says t-shirt in Japanese. So the T the T is in English, you know, and then the word shirt is in Japanese. So I bought myself one of those. I try to find amusing shirts to wear at the gym for myself.
Oh,
just to make it interesting.
Nice. I guess
because I'm just like, well, this makes
awesome
me laugh.
Shirt.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I just grabbed like a crappy t-shirt. Usually they're just plain. Usually there's nothing on them.
Oh, that's the way I used to be. But then I had to go buy all new clothes because I lost weight. So I figured I might as well have some fun with it.
There you go.
It's
good. It's good. It's sort of like Trevor Noah the other night, apparently, in the Oscars, was saying things in, like, South African. Is he South African? What part of Africa is he from?
I think South African.
Okay. But he was saying, like, he basically said, like all you white people think I'm not lying, or something like that. I don't know. But, so funny. But he said something like, everyone always comes up to him and says, Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
But apparently, yeah. So let's talk about Black Panther won a couple Oscars. So good on it. It didn't win like Best Picture, but it won for like best costume design, I think, and
Spider-Man,
score.
Into the Spider-Verse one too.
That's right. Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a lot of competition there. What were you going to say, Josh?
I said best movie.
Well, best animated.
No, best movie.
All right.
Josh just made up a whole new category, just best movie.
Just the best movie.
Best movie ever.
All time.
It was like really, and now it's like already available like on digital like platforms and stuff. I was kind of surprised at that. Yeah, I just saw it and like.
Black Panther came out a year ago.
No, I'm talking about Spider-Man.
I think Sony is just they're a little bit more like, okay, give us that money, you know, like let's make sure it's available right after the Oscars, even if they knew they weren't gonna win it.
But they did win it.
Yeah, I know, but they were like, I bet
they won for best movie.
Best movie.
Bad Teacher is best movie.
But no, I mean, congratulations. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Marvel. I'm congratulating the
Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
Even though Durson wants to raise a Kickstarter to go back and
forever shorter than you think.
When Killmonger is taken out to see the sun.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a Kickstarter just to get that one scene removed.
Delete it out of there.
So that Kickstarter was removed. Speaking of that, like they
You just want to have a rat crawl across the screen at the end of that one?
Yeah, I'll put the rat in that movie.
Yeah,
take it out. Yeah. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Kickstarter's like, that's stupid. So they got rid of that. But whatever. So that woman who won for Black Panther for costume... A Massachusetts native, which is very cool.
Right.
And first black person to ever win that award. I think actually the first woman, actually, maybe even two. There were a lot of firsts, is all I'm saying. So go look them up.
I don't want to – people say like, oh, my friend, this or that. Not really a friend of mine, but an acquaintance of mine wrote that song.
John.
Shallow. That Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper performed from A Star Is Born. So I know that guy. I don't he's not my friend, but I know him, and he's a cool dude. And
it's like Joe Merrick wrote the music for those Subaru ads or whatever. I was like, I know that guy.
What makes a Subaru a Subaru? That song?
Something about love, and love, or something. It had nothing to do with Subarus. And it might not even be Subarus. It might be a Toyota. But
love, Subaru, Toyota.
Yeah, it was just a song about love. So, yeah. Sorry, kidding. It's a Toyota. I was like, what a weird song.
Joe Merrick wrote some weird lyrics.
Remember the Isuzu Trooper commercials?
No. Probably.
Should we remember?
No, probably. Wait. Is this a trick question?
Which commercial? I don't...
I think they had John Larroquette in them.
It was just a random all right, I don't remember that at all. Now you're just Joe saying...
Now I'm just saying words.
I'm quite familiar with the works of John Larroquette, and I don't remember that.
You mean the work? I'm a
big fan of that movie with him and Kirstie Alley, whatever it's called.
You're a big fan of that movie, whatever.
I want to call it House Guest, but that's the Sinbad movie.
Well, I'm sure it was pretty similar to that.
Yeah, probably just as good.
Oh, John Larroquette. Was there anything else? Did anybody read anything?
I did.
What?
I know.
Want to let us?
Sure. It was okay. It was the new that Captain Marvel. I don't know if it's like.
Oh, we're gonna talk about Captain Marvel again? Didn't we just talk about how terrible Captain Marvel is?
No, we did talk about how terrible it is.
Don't want to read. Two stars. Smelly.
Smelly.
It was a little smelly.
Was it Braver and Mightier? Is that what
you found? I don't know if it's like an ongoing series, but it was just kind of like
boring.
Yeah, and I regretted paying money for it.
See? Just like the real movie.
The artwork was good. I like the artwork. The story wasn't bad, but it just kind of like it was two kids like waiting to interview her and like while she's like fighting aliens.
Were they diverse kids?
They were diverse kids.
Okay, good.
Well, there you go.
Was it like the beginning of Justice League when they were like, "Hey Superman, we want to interview us for you." You for our podcast.
And they digitally removed.
And we want to say, where's your mustache? Yeah,
they're like, video isn't a podcast, doofus.
Well, you could do a video podcast. I subscribe to a couple on the YouTube.
Well, they were holding the phone the wrong way.
Oh, they were doing vertical video.
Yeah, vertical video, Snapchat style. This is Superman. We want to interview you for our podcast.
You like that movie? Don't.
I did, but
you gave it 2 stars and said it was smelly. But
I did. Yeah. But everyone else,
when John and I saw it, really was smelly.
Yeah, it really was smelly. Yeah. It was all those things.
Smell-o-vision.
That wasn't just hyperbole. That was it. Really was smelly. I'm sorry, John. I don't think it is an ongoing. I think that was just kind of a one shot. Let's capitalize on the movie kind of deal.
They were let's capitalize, just like Sony. They were like, let's capitalize on this Rotten Tomatoes hype.
Let's get some ooh-la-la.
Put up this comic right now.
It was really weird. Like, she defeated the aliens and went back down to Earth, but they never even, like, showed or explained, like, what they were doing there, how they defeated, how she defeated. It was just messed up. I just felt like there was a chunk taken out of that comic book, and I missed it.
Shit's
fucked up.
We're
gonna get a lot of shitty Captain Marvel comics and sad things coming before the movie.
Oh, just like when that first Spider-Man movie came out, there were a lot of shitty Spider-Man books that came out.
But I don't think it happens like that anymore because now there's so
many. What popped into my head was I was thinking of there was like a computer rendered Spider-Man versus the Lizard that came out when that first Tobey Maguire. I was like, that was awful.
Did you just throw it away?
I wasn't living in a place where I could do it at the time.
There was no recycling in your
apartment
complex?
Far away. At a place that I'm not going to mention because every time I do, I get all these harassing people coming up to my door and going, "We found you because you talked about where you lived again, you dumb fuck."
I always edit it out. I edit it out. Talking about Jesus Christ.
Things are heating up in this Spider-Man title, Amazing Spider-Man. Is that the one comic that you read, Durson?
No.
Or you read Daredevil?
Daredevil.
Yeah. All
right. Tell me what happens. Is it the lizard kid and all that the lizard dumb kid, shit?
What's interesting I hate the lizard is, kid. Yeah, he factors in. But the the Kraven the Hunter, he's in the Savage Land, and he gets Arcade to, like, kind of like Attack of the Clones, or, Attack of the Clones style. He breeds 84 Kraven the Hunters that accelerate, just like the clones.
Like,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he, like, makes, like, he wants a son, but he wants an army of sons. So they're in the Savage Land, and, you know, like, in the course of a few months, they grow up and mature, and then they go out. And then what happens is, this is wacky. What happens is, one of them comes home, and he's like, son, look, yo, great, glad you joined me here. And he's like, where are your brothers? And he dumps a sack of 83 skulls at Kraven. No. He's like, I defeated them all. I'm the ultimate hunter. And then they kind of do like a movie trick where like Kraven looks really upset for a second, and then he's like, my boy, I'm so proud of you. And so
I'm not impressed.
So the story is that Kraven has all of the animal powered heroes or all the animal powered villains in captivity, like on the Savage Land, and he's going to send them out to get Spider-Man finally. Like, so there's like a whole Sinister Six of the Vulture and Rhino and everything, and even like Owlman is in it. And because they've sent out the superior foes of Spider-Man to capture all of the animal villains that all have animal powers to kill Spider-Man. And at the very end, you know how, remember last week when Spider-Kid was like going to the party and he was like Lizard leaving? He's like, I'm out of here. Yeah, Lizard-Kid.
Oh, Spider-Kid would have been good too.
Yeah, Lizard-Kid's like, I'm gonna fuck you, Dad. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Well, he gets captured, actually. So that's how he factors into it. He's like the bait now. So now Peter is like forced to like go after Kraven because this guy's because
he's captured Lizard-Kid.
Lizard-Kid. Yeah. So of course he's causing a lot of trouble.
Cure him of his lizardism.
But the when you're reading this, the whole it almost seems like it's a longer comic than usual. I think it is actually because it's like a whole comic of all that Kraven stuff, and like the last 8 pages are drawn by somebody else, and that's like Spider-Man trying to track down Lizard Kid.
I see.
And they're doing like this thing which I do not like, which is like March, they're gonna have like 2 different or in April rather, they're gonna have Amazing Spider-Man 19 and Amazing Spider-Man 19.hu, which is Hunted, which means that book will just have villains in it, no Spider-Man. Why don't they just call it 20? I don't know why they have to, like, they're like inserting, it's like the 0.5, like when they, remember when they used to do the 0.5?
The 0.5.
Oh, yeah, that's lame.
But Ryan Ottley drew this one, so it's good.
That's good, because we were complaining about the art the last couple months, and it was not Ryan Ottley, so very well.
Oh, but I like this storyline so far. It's pretty good. I like the Clone Wars thing. It was pretty funny. That he killed all his brothers. Wow.
If I do that, then everyone gets mad at me.
They do.
Talk DD. Only if they're white males. All right, let's talk DD a little bit. Daredevil. I really like the first issue, so this is issue 2. He has been accused of, like, in his vigilantism, killing a guy. Like, killing a criminal.
For the sake of killing?
Killing for the sake of killing. So, Daredevil, like, they were
very... He attacked somebody, and then he, like, left the scene, and then the guy had, like, a head injury or something. The
guy ended up dying. Right. They took rushed to the hospital, and he ended up dying. So Daredevil is convinced that he has been framed, because now he's being hunted by the police and wanted for murder. And so Daredevil, it's kind of ambiguous, though. Daredevil is like, I didn't do it. Like, I'm being set up. Somebody, like, the Kingpin's trying to get me. But they kind of make it seem like, you know, he did beat the guy up. But Daredevil, so Daredevil actually finds a doctor who worked on the guy who, like, didn't save him. Because the guy, and the doctor's like, look, I've been doing this a lot of years, and I've fixed up a lot of people that you've beaten up. And I know you always know exactly how much pressure to put on a guy where you won't kill him. You know, like, you know. He actually, he's like, you should have been a doctor. You know so much about anatomy and how to, like, take a guy out without killing him. But he's like, but now this is different. You really went too far. And I think, and so it's almost like Daredevil is kind of going, like, a little bit cuckoo because, and then you know how Daredevil, he can hear the heartbeats. So he knows when somebody's, like, lying. So, like, he goes, and he's listening outside the Kingpin's office while the Kingpin's being questioned by the police, because the police are like, we're looking for Daredevil, and we know that you guys have a history and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And Kingpin, it says, yeah, we have a history, but I have nothing to do with this. And he doesn't lie. Like, Daredevil can hear his heartbeat. And he's like, he's not lying. Kingpin had nothing to do with this. So it's kind of like this weird, like, what, you know. What's going on? And then in the end, though, he's trying to, you know, Daredevil's working on the case, and these cops are after him, and he ends up kind of running into these cops, and this new super cop guy that they've hired working in New York now, he, like, ends up shooting Daredevil in the shoulder. And so it ends kind of on that cliffhanger where Daredevil's down. And
he must really, like, be off his game if he's getting shot, man.
Yeah, oof. Yeah.
He's not and 100%. From coming back from being dead.
That's right. He was dead. So yeah, he's like, call it in. I've captured Daredevil and whatever. So he's like on the horn, and it's pretty interesting though. Hornhead. Yes. It's kind of, you know, it's a little different. It's like
next issue, you know, cover. I mean, I don't know if the cover doesn't always say this story, but it looks like he gets shot in the arm.
Yeah, it's like a shoulder, arm kind of thing. It's not like shot in the head.
He is shot.
Shoot him in the head.
Yeah, shoot him in the head.
Do you even know what we're talking about, Josh?
No clue. Oh.
What was that movie? What was the name of the movie?
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
It was like a, like, spoof on a superhero movie.
Way in, like... Something.
No. Yeah, it was some kind of like fake superhero movie from the 90s.
David Alan Greer in it too, or something.
And he was like wearing some kind of bulletproof vest, and the criminals were just like, just shoot him in the head.
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah, shoot him in the head. And that was we watched The Punisher, and that John Travolta one, and there was something in there where they were shooting him in the chest, and then I did that line, and then Durzin just laughed. Now I've got to find out what the name of this stupid fucking movie is.
What the hell was it? Oh, I guess I can remember now. It was like Blammo Man or something. Blammo Man. Like, but yeah, anyways, I'm enjoying this because it is kind of like, well, I mean, did Daredevil kill the guy and whatever? And it's pretty neat. It's different.
It's gritty. It's much like the TV show. I like that. I don't know. I like that part of it.
Yeah.
Can't put my finger on it exactly. But
Blank Man.
Blank Man.
Yeah,
what did I say? Blammo Man?
Yeah, that's close. Did I tell you guys about, I saw like a meme of someone saying the closest thing of what it's like being a ghost is listening to a podcast, and the people don't, they're trying to come up with something like that, and you're just yelling at your, you know, podcast.
You're like, it's Blank Man, you idiot.
It's Blank Man. And that's the closest it feels like to be a ghost.
That's good.
That's kind of, yeah, I can imagine that. Like, if you're a ghost and you're just floating around watching real people, and you're like, You know what's funny? So I don't know if anybody else watches the show. Probably not. So there's a show, Miracle Workers. Has anyone checked this out yet?
No. I haven't DVR'd.
It's pretty fun. So Steve Buscemi plays God.
Oh, I've heard of it, though. Yeah.
It's actually way funnier. It's like
Is it a reboot of Oh God, You Devil? John and I's favorite movie series.
Yeah. It's got John Denver in it.
Yeah.
No, so anyways, but it's pretty funny. But there's this part where, like, there are these angels up, and, you know, and they're trying to get these two sort of nerdy, awkward people to, like, kiss. But the girl ends up, like, you know, like, kind of falling for another guy. But anyway, but it's so funny because they're watching this sort of relationship start and blossom. And it's like, this must, like, be the worst thing ever, just watching two awkward people on a date. You know, like, you know what I mean? It's like bad enough when you're out at a bar or a restaurant and you're looking, you're like, oh my God, I think that's a date over there.
Oh, like, yeah, I found like one of those, like, here's your memories on Facebook, you know, a couple of months ago. And it was like, it was something about me, like, it's like eight guys cockfighting over the same, when we were in New York.
Oh, and all
the
guys,
I was like, oh, I totally forgot about that until now.
It was like one girl and all these, like, fucking bros.
Yeah.
It was awful.
And didn't we say something to her at one point?
Did I?
No, I think I did. We collectively did. It's a, you know, made some sort of joke about, like, sorry for you kind of thing.
That was a good time. But yeah, I mean, like, this must be so awful. Like, if you are a ghost and you have to watch two people on a date or something like that or whatever, and just be like, no, don't say that.
I got to go someplace else. I can't watch this.
Yeah. Kind of like when I went on a lot of dates, probably. How awful must
Although I would have gone to watch that.
Yeah, that would have been a good show. My brother used to tell me to go on more dates, like when I was single. And I'd be like, why? They're horrible. He's like, yeah, but the stories are great.
Yeah, they were funny.
And I'd be like, no, it sucks doing it. It sucks going through it. But I remember
we should totally make a ghost dating show where ghosts go on dates with each other to watch people's awkward dates.
Oh, the ghosts, yeah.
Look at that, Josh.
Like an entertaining thing for them to do as a date.
Yeah, like instead of going to the movies, like let's go watch two people go on a date, two other people.
Oh, let's go watch perfect. Breathers date.
Oh. Oh, man. Anyway, well, Miracle Workers is a funny show, though. If you, Josh, yeah. You have a DVR.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's only three episodes in, so, you know, you guys can catch up, too.
I guess.
Steve Buscemi's hilarious.
I stayed away initially from
it. Remind him too much of Thunderbirds.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't like it when it's like, oh, he's God, you know?
I know, but
well, there's only one God to me, and that's George Burns, so.
That's right.
What about Bruce Almighty or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't count.
Wasn't Morgan God once?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Bruce Almighty.
Oh, that was Bruce Almighty? Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then whatever the other Almighty was.
Evan Almighty? What was that about?
Yeah, what
Jim Carrey didn't want to do? The power of God.
But this is, CB7 is actually not, it's not really about him. He's a character, but he's not like the main character. He's just kind of the stupid sort of character. He's really dumb. It's hilarious. Like he doesn't, apparently, I haven't seen this. I've only seen like the commercials for like this season of Miracle Workers, but he can't even read. It's pretty funny. But it's mostly about, what's his name? Harry Potter there, Daniel Radcliffe and this girl. And, you know, they're just trying to, whatever.
Hermione. They're,
well, they I work. Do miss watching Steve Buscemi in Boardwalk Empire, so.
You can still watch it.
I know, but it's not
just new. Just won't be new episodes.
Yeah, you can watch
it. And Charlie Cox.
Oh, he was in Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah. You never watched that show?
Nah, I never watched
that show. That's a good binger, dude. Woo, that's a good one. Great show.
All right. Two stars, not smelly.
Yeah. Three stars, not smelly.
Yeah. All right, I'll check it out.
I'll check that not smelly show out. Not smelly enough for my taste.
Yeah, I like a really smelly show. I want Uber driver smelly. All right, we're not going to have too many more shows to watch since Netflix canceled them all.
What's going on?
We have to sign up to DC Universe and CBS All Access. We got a Star Trek to watch tonight.
Well, I've heard Umbrella Academy is quite good, though.
Has it is. It's quite good.
Is it smelly enough?
Four episodes in.
I've only watched the episode so far, and I liked it. All
right.
Quite good. And I don't know the comic book universe of it at all, and it's very, very entertaining.
I usually
what an X-Men show should be like, you know what I mean?
Right. All right. Well, then I'll check it out. All right. What else have we got?
Let's call it quits here, because I got like a wife coming home soon and stuff. I gotta go do stuff.
Uh-oh. You gotta kick all the other women out.
Yeah. That I got on that sex app that we were talking about earlier.
I have a few hours worth of Red Tubes to watch.
Yeah.
Two hours.
I've got a watch for later list, you know, that that's not going to watch itself here.
It works just like YouTube, so you can make a playlist.
Yeah. Both have the word tube in their name and everything.
Yeah.
Like some sort of copyright infringement.
Well, I think that one time, I don't know, because I never did it. I never availed myself of this, but wasn't there a porn tube, I think, even at one point, too? Oh,
probably. Yeah.
I don't remember. My favorite example of yours was always like, there's a website for everything. You go to myhairyass.com.
Might as well.
It's .net now.
I'm like, if it's not there, I hope it's there now because of you.
Someone was like,
that's a good idea. MyHairyAss.com.
Thurston likes to buy things and flip them.
Start buying
some domain names and flip them.
Yeah, just do some flipping.
Flipping
those domain names. You can get some serious coin that way.
SeriousCoin.com.
SeriousCoin.com.
Get on that.
Patent pending.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on this Thursday night. Not that late, but late for old guys like us.
Old white guys.
Old white men.
You guys are white?
I don't see color.
You mean I'm not white?
I'd be a terrible colorist.
Yeah. My God.
I was a terrible colorist, so there.
No, you never were.
You were a great colorist. I think you still are. You just
once in a while. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of just comic book and Star Trek news, they announced they're making, they're calling it Year 5 at IDW, and it's going to be the last missions of the Star Trek Enterprise, the original series.
I think we already did that, though.
Well, they're doing a new version of it. I don't know.
Wow.
You're 5.5.
Apparently.
You're 5 and 2 months.
5.5.
Oh.
Well, good for them. 5.5.
Yeah, good.
There you go. I was able to sneak some comic book news right in there at the end.
Nicely done. Yeah. And Star Trek news.
Yeah.
For your podcast, what was your Star Trek podcast?
God, he was a starship.
Oh. That was the name of your podcast?
That was what I was going to call it, yeah.
God? It's sort of a religious.
What I was thinking. A guy could bring in some of the Bible thumpers into it.
Let's get Steve Buscemi on the show.
Yeah.
All right. I think we can do that.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
And Charlie Cox.
He's not doing anything.
No, he just got fired from Netflix.
And Harry Potter.
And let's not have anybody that has anything to do with Star Trek on the show.
Sounds good.
You're the Star Trek. You guys add the Star Trek.
I have something to do with Star Trek. So there we go.
That's right. You colored.
Yeah. I have my own memory alpha page, which is the Star Trek wiki. And I didn't even write it. And I was like, cool. Oh. I think they just stole it from something I wrote, essentially. But they just copy and paste it. It's like my It's like my old profile picture from like 9 years ago. So.
Oh. Hey, you did Star Trek models too.
Yeah. So
you have more to do to Star Trek than like William Shatner.
Yeah. He's making more money off it than I am, I'll tell you that.
It turns all right, out for real, let's cut was this inside us the whole time.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks everyone for coming on. Thanks, Josh and John and Clay and anyone else.
Thanks to you.
I'm sorry, that was it. Thanks. All right, thanks you.
Adios, ass host.
See you jump later.
Later, you fuck.
Later.
I'm with Jalapeno Hash on this one.